It is the overarching and paramount objective to prepare and to plan to resume appropriate academic and campus operations for the fall semester.
Ball State President Jeffrey Mertens says as of now, he expects to welcome students to campus in August.
I think we will be on campus with some classes and with some operations. I think it would be foolish to predict that it would exactly replicate what campus looked like on March 1st.
The school wants faculty to design fall classes that can be presented either in a classroom or online. Provost Susanna Rivera-Mills likens it to being bilingual.
I can be in a room with English speakers and Spanish speakers and be able to code switch quite seamlessly through conversations going from English to Spanish. So in a way, I'm asking our faculty to become bimodal.
May 1st is the traditional priority deadline for students to commit to coming to Ball State for the fall. Because of the pandemic, this year's deadline is extended to June 1st. The university is also removing holds on accounts from students that owe money so they can register for the fall. Ball State trustees on Friday also approved pursuing a $30 million line of credit for the school, with the option to increase it to $50 million. Alan Finn, Vice President for Business Affairs, says he has no specific concerns about funding. But as a board member pointed out, quote, the best time to ask for money is when you don't need it. First Merchants Bank will hold that line of credit. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.